Anything that you've seen looking at bevacizumab, even in other tumors, that looks interesting or exciting in terms of predicting efficacy? There was some work done in breast cancer at Indiana University. It was published in the JCO looking at SNPs and hypertension. I think there's been some stuff in renal cell. What do you think about that work and anything else in terms of trying to predict Bev efficacy?
I think it's hard because so few patients do develop hypertension. I think it's hard to use that surrogate. What we have been doing in this induction trial is we've been giving the bevacizumab alone as the first dose, and then 2 weeks later starting the chemotherapy and then doing a CT scan pre and post 2 weeks of just single agent bevacizumab. We've seen some very interesting results in terms of tumor regressions, and including some dramatic tumor regressions in patients with just one dose of bevacizumab and scanning them 2 weeks later. So I think that although the thinking is that single agent bevacizumab may not have tumor regression activity, I don't think that's true. And I think that we are seeing regression of tumors in some patients. And I think it'll be interesting as we go forward in this trial to see if we can correlate our response and pathologic complete response and our survival data to those patients who may have had evidence for regression early on with the bevacizumab.
It's interesting. To what extent has Bev as single agent therapy been looked at in lung cancer?
Almost none. I think just really some of the early phase one trials have had a small number of patients with lung cancer, but I don't think it's been looked at in any single agent phase two trial.
Any dynamic or vascular imaging studies that you're doing also?
It's hard to do that for some of our lung cancer patients. It's hard to do DCMRI in lung because of the motion artifact. So I think it's a challenging technology to use in general. We haven't been doing it in some of our other trials. What we've been doing more and more in our lung cancer trials is doing volumetric imaging and doing three-dimensional tumor measurements, really using an automated algorithm for measuring a tumor through our radiology and medical physics group. And what they've also been able to do is, in addition to size, they've been able to look at tumor density and see how changes in tumor density may correlate with response as well, because certainly we've all seen our patients who may have a tumor cavitate or become more of a ghost, but the actual size hasn't changed, but we can sort of capture density in addition to size.